Singer Irma Thomas is beloved in New Orleans and known to R&B fans around the world.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past.
Thomas has been recording and performing for over half a century. Along the way, she's won a Grammy, raised four kids, and all the while worked to get a college degree. This month, Thomas got an honorary doctorate from Tulane University. Eve Abrams has the story.
At the risk of slipping into a cliche, Irma Thomas is an icon. It's a word she's not entirely at home with.
That takes some getting used to. It's very humbling. Bad enough they call you a living legend. It's like, okay.
Everyone in New Orleans calls her Irma, and everyone knows her songs, like this 1962 R&B classic.
It's raining so hard, like it's gonna rain all night.
Which Irma sang at Tulane University's commencement ceremony.
Well, why not? I'm there. A few extra minutes won't hurt anything. I mean, it brings some more joy to some more people. Why not?
Counting every drop.
Irma is well known for giving her fans what they want. She always sings requests.
When you think, here I am at 77 years old, and I have fans who've been fans of mine for the better part of my entire career, and they have brainwashed their children with my music that they have become fans.
The song she always dedicates to them is Forever Young.
May the good Lord bless and keep you. May your wishes all come true.
So when I sing Forever Young, I'm thinking about these people have been with me all these years with this youthfulness about them. And it always makes me well up when I sing it.
May you stay forever young.
Irma has outlived most of her New Orleans musical contemporaries, including songwriter and arranger extraordinaire Alan Toussaint, who died less than 3 years ago and wrote many of Thomas's early hits.
Ruler of my heart, robber of my soul, where can you be? I wait patiently.
Toussaint often referred to Irma Thomas as his muse.
When I wrote every song that I have written for Irma, she was sitting there at the time. So I had instant gratification.
Alan Toussaint in a 1998 interview outtake with public radio program American Roots.
It made it hard on judgment because I couldn't judge whether the song was good or bad. She just sounds good on everything.
It's so good listening to old records and thinking about you.
Irma's record producer for the past 30 years is Scott Billington.
Her voice, that kind of molasses quality, it just envelops you. It's like putting a warm blanket on when you hear Irma sing.
That voice was recognized early on. She won first place in a talent show when she was in the sixth grade. But by the time she was 14, Irma was married and pregnant. After Hurricane Camille devastated New Orleans in 1969, Thomas moved to California. By then, she was a single mother of four children, singing at night and working at Montgomery Ward by day, selling sewing machines.
I would cut out dresses I was making for my kids, and I would sew them at work as demos for the sewing machine. And I sold quite a few sewing machines that way. They say work smart, and that's what I was doing, working smart.
She was also getting smart, earning her GED. When she moved back to New Orleans, Irma enrolled in Delgado Community College. Between her kids and her career, it took her 15 years to get an associate's degree in business.
I started at 45, and I didn't graduate till I was 61. Because I was stopping and starting, I was touring, and I was doing homework on the plane or wherever I was, but I didn't stop. I wanted to graduate. And yes, it is a wonderful feeling. In fact, I would put it above receiving the Grammy, really.
She won that Grammy in 2006 for her album After the Rain.
I feel you earn Grammys, but then you have to depend on your peers to vote for you. And when you go get your education, you've earned that. You don't have to depend on nobody but you.
That's one reason why Irma returns to Delgado every semester.
That's the picture of Irma with her Grammy.
Melanie Defendahl is a professor at Delgado and also the director of the Irma Thomas Center for Wise Women, Y stands for Women in Search of Excellence. Duffendahl says Irma understands their struggles.
She was them, working, going to school, and raising children.
Her children are grown now, and at the Tulane commencement where she sang After the Rain, Irma also added another degree to her resume, Honorary Doctorate of Letters. But chances are Dr. Thomas will never replace the title officially conferred upon her in 1989 by New Orleans then mayor. It's what she said when I asked her to introduce herself.
I'm Irma Thomas, the Soul Queen of New Orleans.
For NPR News, I'm Eve Abrams in New Orleans.
Success has come to lots of them.